I was born on
Airway.
Wilson Street, which is the Hippodrome.
Alan. As a kid, I travelled around a lot because my father was in the forces. And for me, Teesside is home. I nearly wept when I saw
that. And hydrate.
Mind you, I've been watching the Tarmacers today.
Yeah.
And I thought, what if we had more men like that working?
And you know the background to the Hippodrome. You used to be the Quaker
Bolt.
Burial grounds.
Yeah. Real men working. Not softies doing little jobs. No. Or on the dole.
As we arrived when
Barrier.
You could see all the activity, it was starting to kind of
Basalt.
Be a tricky time. But
you said it was like cardboard.
There were hard times, and that's a reflection on secondhand clothes.
And also, do you remember the pawn shops? I don't know if you remember this, because you're younger than me.
We used to take out that salt and put it into the pot.
But Blooms on James Street and the Thorn
Black
Street.
Black hard.
When nylons were on the go.
And you could only shop at some
Black
places.
Powder.
We had to go back every Thursday to get out. Now Mama
Blasting.
Didn't clean us. It was in the pot.
They used to sell nylons. They used to have on a little clothesline outside
Board
the shop.
And, the pillar.
And they were slightly damaged.
And the way you got your money,
Board
you
and borrow
money to any great extent, is you bought a ticket. And you
put all the clothes.
And one time the bus crashed when I was on the way back.
Right.
I jumped off the bus and rode on the road straight.
Right.
So they had half a seam going at the side of the leg. Right?
Brother.
But they used to sell them for a shilling and one at sixpence, depending on how bad the damage was.
Broken by.
That,
yes.
And
yes.
You could only shop at
Bunter.
Boxes.
But that salt was in that pond more than our poor dad was.
Okay.
My dad worked in the steel. He was part of like a team who built the blast furnace that's there and worked in the Boss plant, which is sort of like,
Shops.
I think it's sort of the refinery, the steel and stuff like that. And
Jack Rainwood, we used to go out and used to give me the note. This is my daughter, she's 14, I was about 8.
Come
salt place, and I was always there with the note.
And everybody knew,
causing
the poverty-stricken kids, you actually took the ticket along.
When it was at its peak, really, time that's pretty much gone now, because of foreign imports, rather. Cheaper imports, isn't it?
I did the same thing. I did my dad's suit to the pawn shop. You went to Greenwood's. Blooms was the one where I lived in Church Street. It was out the back alley, and the mother used to say, don't let anybody
crossing.
See going in. And then on Thursday, we dashed down and get it back. Back the wardrobe. But it would smell of mothballs. Can you remember the smell of mothballs?
Crown
Hall. In the shell. I used to work at, well, still do, in the oil industry. And because of being made redundant three times, I ended up in Essex. And I worked for Marble Oil.
Delivery drift.
The same anger. If you've actually worked in ICI units and seen the people who had illnesses or horrible work which people did.
What you said about diseases, and we were talking, my husband and I were talking to a man in the Parpatella one night. All his father
Dogger.
Or his brothers, his uncles, had all died of cancer and all worked at ICI. He was the only one left. And he was just hoping that he would
go. Next door was Shell here, the other big refinery.
Downcast.
Thames Estuary. Teesport is where he worked.
Downcast.
At the Teesport refinery as well.
While you were talking about that, just what we would put in. Because over this border, every single person on the border, nearly, all died of cancer. Every household was touched by cancer.
There is the other side of the coin. We always seem to rose-coloured glasses, don't we, and see the plus part. In Hartlepool, how HMS Warrior was restored.
Yes.
Then it goes down to Portsmouth.
Actually, we did the castings.
But wouldn't it be nice to have kept it in the northeast?
When I came up for closure, it was purely a political decision because Teesport was the better performing than Shellhaven. But it was too close to
evaporate.
The political centre of London, and that decision was made. So
my mum had a book and she had a dossier wrote down all the street, all the numbers of the houses, all lived in them, all died with cancer. And
Fathom.
SSI and it took over the steel industry. I think Teesside would have went the way of concert.
Our dad always said there was something all night, what they used to do in the houses, and I said to him, Dad, they didn't build your houses and everyone in your street got cancer.
I left Middlesbrough in 68 when you arrived on Teesside. as a military person, you never lose your attachments to the area.
In the 60s, your tour, you left school. I can remember our headmaster saying, stand on that spot in the playground, raise your arm, there's 1,000 jobs straight along that arm for you, and then go like a compass point like that, all the way around, 1,000 jobs, anywhere you went. They're all yours for the taking.
Even the football club, which is appallingly bad football club, you know, you always hope that everything is ahead of you because you've never won anything in the past.
No, that kid couldn't find one.
There's a few of us over there, even now, everyone who's left the border when they die, we buried about four in the last month. Every one of them with cancer, all lived over there.
I have a really small family, me and my mum, my sister and my uncle.
I've done the Transported Bridge, the first little booklet. I compared that because my brother worked on the Transported Bridge as a maintenance man.
One of the plants that I actually asked, he buried it. They closed it. Everything left, officers,
igneous
the whole
rock.
Thing. The bulldozer sides.
Still in by.
She works at a cleaning business. She grew up in the South Bank. She had quite a big family. People died and my mum and granddad both died. I knew them like to about four, so I got to ask them things.
Intrusion?
He got me a job as a student, where I used to go back and forth.
I am
stuck. It into the other sides.
He was a scaffolder. He didn't work for British Steel, but he had to go around with the scaffolding. You know. He said, I'm not doing any more British Steel. He walked into my shop, on Top Road. He was black from head to toe. He said, we breathe in this. He said, I'm not doing any more. I used to work at Hinton's when I left school.
Oh, right.
So I worked with a lot of girls that came from over the border. And they were always talking about somebody Woodyer. I never met anybody called Woodyer. But it was a very popular family.
I used to speak up. This side, the Middlesbrough side, not the Durham side. And I remember cleaning out the offices, and behind the filing cabinet,
Jurassic,
I found all the original pictures of the Transporter Bridge.
But like I said, they've shut this area totally down. Brand new houses, 10 Copa. Years, start knocking them down. Why?
All that money wasted.
There was 166 firms
killed.
When Corus went, William Lane was the last of that firm.
The land one's done by professional photographers took two photographs each side from the caissons being dug to the actual boat being put.
Police?
I watched it die, it was like being at a wake.
You remember the area when it wasn't all filled there?
You know what they used to blame, you know, when it was British Steel and all of that? What the blame of the
clan?
They blamed the workers themselves for continuously striking for more money.
Yes.
Look at that Captain Coke, right? They shot me out of there, they bought me out.
Do you have a Captain Coke?
Yeah, 15 years, the last landlady there.
And being a student and being from Middlesbrough, I have Inchton.
Longer.
Up to, I think, 2 years ago, when I brought them back for the centenary.
Magnesium.
And being restored now in Fatay. But the Transport Bridge has been part of
limestone.
Every Middlesbrough person's.
Because all they did was to say
manhole.
They brought up bone schemes. Well, you can have a room full of people.
Mild.
10% leaves and crystal worms. Held back by
metal
structure of striking things.
Grandma, she's been a seamstress, a chef, and she just used to do everything really.
More coal.
The night I shut down, the next day they were there wanting the keys, wanting me out.
All
right. Paid for me to go into a hotel and my own house was ready. Wouldn't let me stay in there.
Oh,
my dad's father, he was, just worked in industry, you know, shipyards and places like that. And
but if you were offered
out
more money for your work, those 80% are going to take, 90% are going to take that 2%.
Out by.
Get off your backside and start working. And that would have worked.
Yeah, there's a certain party now outcrop. Living over here on Tell Green. They bought a new house 18 months ago, the council.
Over there?
My dad's grandfather, he was from
Overwork.
My grandma's side, they were fishermen and stuff like that, and so they had like fishing
partial
boats.
Partial extraction.
But they went about the wrong way, they used a big stick instead of a carrot.
Partial.
27,000 people working there. I was a rigger down there, and we used to
say,
pretty non-productive, watching. All them people are working, they're unemployed. They're getting money, and they're spending it back in the economy. It's like flow of blood.
Well, I was black from head to toe.
Plates?
It was a communal shower. It was just a big tiled shower. No, no cubicles or nothing like that.
What I would like to do in the future is, after I finish this job in a year's time, I would like to go travelling first to Japan, spend a few months there, then go to Hong Kong, Singapore, Thailand, and work my way down the Far East, then finish in Australia, and then come back and get a successful job and a house.
Well,
your eyes were just red, permanently red. Yeah, because you've got bits of, like diamond sharp bits of cork in your eyes all the time, permanently. And you're
regulated.
Way before the glam era broke, you were all just mascara permanently.
This was Cannon Street and Wilson Street.
Rising.
And we had a hierarchy as well. I have to know very much lot about the neighbourhoods in town. They had the demarcations.
But my environment used to get on the bus, black rotten, shattered, fall asleep and miss me stop. And that used to happen
rock drill
all the time.
Boundary Road. Station Street, Albert Road, Corporation Road, where the United Bus Station used to be.
Well, in the 70s, someone we knew who was from this area wrote a play about Teesside, and I can't forget the refrain from that. Teesside, Teesside, what is your fate? 7.2, your employment rate.
I've got three jobs, and I'm a pensioner, but I don't live off the state, I don't get any... nothing. I work, support myself.
And 13 streets. We were in the middle of the class structure. Over the border was St Hilda's. They were poor, real poor.
Excuse me, really.
This was Teesside Youth Theatre. They put it on in the crypt of the town hall. And it was called Progress in Unity. Yeah, and Robert Holman, the playwright, wrote this play.
A wonderful. People say, well, why don't you retire and you could give somebody your job? Now, I've tried to, but over the years I've been working as a pensioner. I've tried to teach younger people. I do. And I'm just a salesperson in an art shop.
There was the next poor group, which was Cannon Street. And then we were a bit posh all of them.
I don't really know a lot about Cannon Street. She looked into my family. I know that my granddad's great great grandfather, so that would make him my great 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 grandfather. He was a Freemason, and
they thought coming to work in the art shop, you just have to stand behind the counter and just take the money for a tube of paint or whatever. But there's more to it. You've got to know about the materials. You've got to talk to people. You know, give them advice. And there's a lot more behind it. Needs to be done.
You're right there about the poshness.
And even within the area, there was the bottom of the street and the top of the street.
Yeah.
Travelling.
I don't really know a lot about what they do, but his name was Grandmaster Picture. It's amazing. He's like, he's got a big top hat and a cane and a big tail.
Tim Lee.
A really classy gentleman, like someone that would have been really fun to be around. Apart from he was quite a significant figure in our family history. So.
Total extraction.
They didn't want that. They just wanted to stand behind the counter. I could have sat around the time, learnt everything I know. You know, you can have this job.
Trouble.
They didn't want it.
The slipperbacks.
Yes. I remember them.
Yeah,
underworking.
They don't want to be doing serious work. Of course you are. I'm still learning now. Because of all the materials coming out that we have to learn about. Things like
wash out.
I started at 18 years old on the battery top, grouting the lid with quarter lens. Dante's Inferno, that was my first work.
Pretty rough, yeah. You went into a pub on a Wednesday night and all smelt. You went into the pub
water
on
level.
Friday night and we all smelt of carbolic soap. There was no taps.
Slim gin or gin.
To where moulders used to go through a pair of boots a week. Because the soles would melt and
I have to say that's not really. I used to be a clerical officer in the department at Middlesbrough General. High clerical officer, one big deal. Had to
water level.
Appoint a new clerical officer for the department.
Whim, gin, or gin?
Expensive being poor because whim. A pair of socks, a pair of underpants for a week.
Whole
and then you
night.
Had your last class for a week. And all those went into the corner of the slipper baths underneath. You used to clean these things up. You come out smelling and looking a lot fresher.
Working.
We used to drink gallons of orange juice. We used to get issued salt tablets.
Windless.
The late 70s, early 80s, had 70 applications which seemed
black powder.
And we interviewed and I asked one of the candidates, because
back in the expert
department, if you can't fire and if you're not, you know, concerned about fire,
please, lamp.
I said, what experience have you got of fire?
Black fumes.
Oh, I've got plenty of experience. I hate it. Hate it. I want to do that.
Back.
And one of the biggest things that I used to do, I thought, this can't be right. And I was fit. I was 18 year old, like I said then. And I used to operate the manual loft gates on the coke oven. And they used to dump the coke onto it. So we used to feed it onto the belts. And used to have this thing called a budgie going.
Choppy.
All the names, Blue, Hush. Very rich Jewish families. I used to deliver milk to when I worked for the co-op up in Acklam. They all had the big
houses there.
But there was one in Sunderland where the old girl got
greasy hinge.
They used to take early clothing,
grip
sheets in as well. And she was leaving the area.
Header.
God damn, it's getting worse. It's worse and worse. And what she
in done, by
put a cabbage in with the sheets, and then he put it into the stock room, and the cabbage had deteriorated. And she got a revenge upon the overcharging
her. Like non-stop working, because this quench, you see it now, you see
jumper.
The one in it. You see the quench go up and the steam, and it's just gone in with a load
light
of coke.
Stick.
Comes out, dumps it on the wharf, and there was two of us. Two kids.
Limbers.
So, you know, that attitude isn't a new thing.
Last.
It isn't a new thing at all. It's. But I think one of the issues now is that there are so many people who don't have an experience of work. That's the tragedy.
Manhole.
I know, well, when I first was teaching somebody my job, when I was at Goldstein's before it was Jared's, and two girls came straight from school, and so one of them was okay, she was blending in, and the other one was okay, but she was a bit embarrassed about doing things.
You used to have to put the fires out on the wall.
I was
couldn't see all the sulfur coming off as you're trying to put the fires out, because you'd get slapped if you burned the hole in the conveyor belt.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the job scale.
Packing.
My hand down today used to be where the Opposite Dollars Museum, a nunnery.
Yeah.
And opposite from the
prop.
Evening Gazette offices, there was a nunnery there.
Rope?
Nuns behind a wall doing a vegetable garden.
Ratchet?
So, first thing in the morning, you have to mop the floor and down the stairs. So I said, well, this is what you do. This is the bucket, this is the mop, this is what you do. So I said, there you are.
See?
From one end to the other. She went, you have to. What if somebody sees me? What if somebody sees me?
Well, you had that thing to put on. It's a lot of pushing. It's most old side.
Stay.
Put on these things, bend the gate itself. Get it off. That was my 62 shift. And if the siren went off, the charge hand used to run over.
Scraper.
I had a very good friend who just died recently. But he was born in 1926 in Ormsby.
Sabulite.
And he always used to talk about how many cinemas there were in.
Squib.
I can't remember the exact number, but it was probably 10 or 11 cinemas.
Something.
I said, oh, I said, it's all right. I said, I'm 40 now. I said, I've been mopping floors since I was 16. I can do it.
Stretcher.
So I went halfway up the floor and she felt a bit ashamed and she said, oh, I'll do it. And from then on she did it. But they were frightened that somebody would come in who they knew and
said,
mopping the floor, you know,
unheard of.
You look at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's four different compass points.
Silverstone.
Rivka. Eston, Middlesbrough.
Talking.
Used to pick me up at the Fiesta, as they used to call it then.
And tally.
5 o'clock in the morning, take you down to Hartlepool, do your 62 shift. And like, you just had to catch the bus coming back, basically.
Timber
so
set.
You didn't have time for a shower.
Does anybody remember the city?
Two in the Thornsby, the Gem in the Pavilion.
Then the Majestic.
Then the Majestic, yeah, was built after the war.
The watching while I was at school, looking out the window, like, watching it coming up. Good smack for that.